is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart, does the spirit control? You can only find rest, peace and sweet rest as you yield them your body and soul. God wants our body and soul, doesn't he?
Yes.
God wants our all.
Yes.
Amen. Not just half of us. He wants our all. To be a real Christian?
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Come on,
to be a Christian?
Yes.
I'm talking about, what is a Christian?
Lord,
a follower of Christ.
Born from above.
Amen. A learner of Christ. Amen. An imitator of Christ.
Amen.
To be born from above.
Yes.
Amen. We
Amen.
Must be born again.
Yes.
In order to
yes.
in order to please God. Isn't that right? I mean, we're living in a world of chaos and confusion.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But we have a God, don't we?
Amen.
We got a God that's faithful.
Yes.
We've got a God that's able
yes.
to take care of all of our needs if we trust him.
Right.
We got to trust him, haven't we?
Yes.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Yes.
For by it the elders obtained a good report.
Yes.
Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God.
On,
amen?
Yes.
The word of God, hallelujah, is powerful.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's what I'm going to talk about this morning, God's word,
amen.
The word of God.
Yes.
So let's look at Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Hebrews 4:12.
Hallelujah.
God is so good, isn't he? He's so good. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, for your faithfulness, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12.
Amen.
For the word of God is quick. What do you mean? It's living, it's alive. And powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Amen.
That's taking care of everything, isn't it?
Yes.
That doesn't leave nothing out. That's getting right down with it.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen?
Let's bow our heads. Father, thank you for the word of God.
Amen.
For thy word is forever settled in heaven, Lord.
Yes.
And we thank you for your great hand of love and mercy and compassion, Lord.
You,
just have your way today, Lord. Speak through these lips of clay. Just let your divine will be done. Meet our needs today, Lord God. Help us to turn to you with our whole heart and to obey your voice.
Yes.
Thank you for victory, Lord. Thank you for your peace, Master. In Jesus' name,
Jesus.
For the glory of God, amen.
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 The word of God.
Yes.
Proverbs 30. Verses 5 and 6. Proverbs 30, verses 5 and 6. Let's see what it says this morning. We're talking about the word of God this morning. 30, verses 5 and 6. Amen?
Amen.
There are pages turned. I'll give you time to get there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God is so good.
Amen.
I love the Lord today.
Amen.
Says, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him.
Yes.
Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar.
Uh-huh.
Amen?
Amen?
God's word is pure.
Amen.
His word is inerrant,
yes.
without error.
That's right.
Now, the Bible, which is God's word,
yes.
uh-huh.
it was written by over 30 different authors.
Yes.
Took them about 1,500 years yes. to write it. But hallelujah, there's not one error.
Right.
See, the word of God say, all scripture
yes.
is given by inspiration of God.
Yes.
In other words, inspiration means he breathed
yes.
upon. Isn't that right?
Amen.
And it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness,
amen.
That the man of God may be perfect and thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen?
Amen.
It's God's word. It's pure.
Yes.
It's holy. It's perfect. And man, the word of God said, if any man add. See, some people try to add to the word of God. They don't believe it like it is, and they're going to add their 2-cent word. If any man add, the plagues that's written going to be added to him. Isn't that right?
Amen.
To take away. You don't add and you don't take away. You receive it for what it is.
Amen.
Because it's God's word.
Amen.
And you can't separate God's word from God.
That's right.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
In the beginning was the word.
That's right. Come on.
And the word was with God.
Amen.
And the word was God.
Amen.
And verse 14, this is John chapter 1.
Yes.
Verse 14, and the word was made flesh. And dwelt among us.
Right.
Jesus. So we have the written word, which is the Bible. We have the living word, which is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
And we have the spoken word.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Jesus came down through 42 generations.
Amen.
And he walked this earth among us.
Yeah.
What did he come for? To seek and to save the lost.
Amen.
But he came to reveal God. To manifest God,
yes.
To display God.
Yes.
That's the reason why when Philip said, "Show us, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. It'll satisfy us if you show us the Father."
Amen.
What did Jesus say to him?
Have
I been so long time with you, and you have not known the Father?
Uh-huh.
He that has seen me has seen the Father.
Amen.
For I am in the Father, and the Father's in me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. That one. Thank God.
Amen.
You can't love my son. Amen. No prophecy of olden times came by private interpretation.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
But holy men of God spake
Amen.
As they was moved by the Holy Ghost. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Moses, you're talking about prophets in olden times. Moses spoke about God. Moses said, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up of your brethren like unto me.
Uh-huh.
Him shall you hear. It shall come to pass, all that don't hear that prophet shall be cut off from among the people.
Amen.
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 Talking about Jesus.
Amen.
Isaiah talked about him.
Yes.
Unto us a child is born.
Uh-huh.
Unto us a son is given.
Uh-huh.
And the government shall be upon his shoulder. Got some broad shoulders, haven't
they? Amen.
Government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David to order it and to establish it with judgment and with judgment henceforth, even forever. And the zeal of the Lord of hosts shall perform it. Hallelujah. Thank God. Glory be to God. So when you stand on the word, you're on solid foundation. Isn't that right? We want to make sure we're standing on God's word.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Psalms 12, verse 6. Let's look at that. Talking about God's word this morning. God is faithful. Thank you, Lord. All the time. That's right. Psalms 12, verse 6. Let's see what the word of God says here. Talking about God's pure word, his holy word. Psalms 12, verse 6. The words of the Lord are pure words.
Mm-hmm.
As silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified 7 times. That's pure, isn't it? That's pure, isn't it? You can't get no pure. Amen. Because we're talking about God's word.
Yes.
And when see, God spoke in creation. God spoke, didn't it?
Yes.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water, and God spoke. Let there be light.
Uh-huh.
And that was light.
Amen.
God's word. Power in that word.
Yeah.
Let there be light. And that was light. And God made. He created many things there, didn't he?
Amen.
He created the firmament, which you call heaven. He created the fish in the sea. Great whales and the stars. He put the stars out there, didn't he?
Amen.
Amen. He made 2 great lights.
Uh-huh.
sun to shine by day and the moon to rule by night.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
But is it all of God?
Yes.
Amen. God is true. God is faithful. Do you know him today? How many of y'all really know God today? I'm not talking about just knowing about him. I'm talking about knowing God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Job said, I've heard of thee by the hearing of the ear. But now my eye seeth thee.
Amen.
I abhor myself.
Yes.
No, I despise myself. Amen. Why? Because when you come into that great white light of God, my Ooh. God. We see who we really are, don't we?
Yeah.
We see we need to get on our knees and pray and talk to him. We see we need to draw closer to him.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Bible said, draw nigh unto me, I will draw nigh unto you.
Yeah.
Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Amen. So God is calling for people that are pure. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Blessed are the pure in heart. For what?
They shall
see God. You can't even really see God until you get pure in heart, can you?
Come on.
Your heart got to be pure.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To see what you mean to understand and to know God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And we want to know him today.
Yes.
Because
Amen.
We're living in times when we need to. The world's looking to see something. Isn't that right?
Yes.
They really are.
Yes.
And some people, they don't. Some of them don't go to church.
Yes. Nope.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But the Lord is counting on you and me.
Amen.
To be a light.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
To be a light. He said, let your light so shine before men that they may see what? Your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
Yes.
You want to glorify God today?
Amen.
Do his will.
Amen.
Let your light shine.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Magnify God.
Amen.
Honor God. Bless God.
Yes.
He's faithful.
Oh,
and he's worthy. He's worthy
Amen.
To be praised, isn't that right?
Amen.
And Jesus wants us to praise him, doesn't he? He wants us to be thankful to him,
Amen.
Doesn't he?
Amen.
Most of us, I know I'm not thankful to God as I should be. I want to be more thankful.
Amen.
I really do.
Yes.
And remember when it was 10 leper men.
Uh-huh.
And they came to Jesus and Jesus healed all 10 of them.
Uh-huh.
Only one returned
Amen.
To give thanks, to praise God.
Amen.
What did Jesus say? Amen. Were there not 10?
Yes.
Where are the 9? Thank God. All 10 of them should have been running back there
right.
to praise and thank God.
Amen.
But what about you and me today?
Amen.
Let's make sure we pray. Pastor Bill preached on praising God recently, didn't he?
Yes.
Amen. He told us to pray. We need to pray. But we need to praise God. After you pray, begin to praise God. Begin to thank God.
Yes.
Why? Because we believe God. Because we believe God is going to do what we ask him to do. Jesus said, yeah, my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
You're my friend. If you obey me, if you do what I tell you, you're my friend.
Uh-huh.
He that is a friend of the world is enemy to God.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
But thank God, I want to be a friend of God today. How many of y'all do?
Amen.
Amen. True Christians are a friend of God.
Amen.
Abraham was a friend of God. Because he pleased God, didn't he?
Hallelujah.
Abraham loved God and he pleased God. He made some mistakes like we all do. But thank God, God blessed him, didn't he?
Amen.
And we're blessed with faithful Abraham, aren't we?
Yes.
Amen. We are blessed today because of faithful Abraham.
Amen.
Abraham was God's servant. He walked with God. He did God's will. And like Pastor Bumper said, he lived in tents. He had plenty of money. Man, had plenty of money. Glory. See, some people just don't, you know, just throw it out there.
Yeah.
But he had plenty. But he loved God.
Uh-huh.
And he put God first. And that's what it takes, saints. God's got to be first in our lives in order to please him.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. God's word. I want to read some more scripture here. Hallelujah. God is so good, isn't it?
Oh,
he's so good. He's so good. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. The word of God says, hallelujah. I got to do something. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 55, verses 10 and 11. Let's look at that. Talking about the word of God this morning. Isaiah 55, verses 10 and 11. And I see my brother punching it up here. And this brother's got a telephone. He talked to it. He said, They can talk to them phone and say, they ask for a certain scripture, it'll pop up there. I mean, I'm not quite smart enough for those smartphones. But Brother Stroud said I was. I guess if I put my mind to it enough, I could. Amen. But I like them. I ask my wife sometimes, look this up for me, and she does. Isaiah 55, verses 10 and 11. What does it say here? Isaiah 55, verses 10 and 11. I haven't even turned to it yet. Hallelujah. But God is so good. Isaiah 55, verses 10 and 11. For as the rain come down and the snow from heaven. And it does, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
And a while back we had a like a gully washer. You know what I mean? Frog strangler. You know,
yeah.
I mean, that's when you get a lot of rain. That's the term they use. You know how we are. We fallible creatures, and so we use, you know, to make people understand what we're talking about, don't they?
Uh-huh.
Amen. Amen. So as the rain come down, what?
And the snow from heaven.
And the snow from heaven.
It do not return there, but water the earth.
It don't return. It comes down to do the job that God caused it to do. And you know, the rain, the sun, all those things obey God. Don't they? They obey God.
Amen.
But man's hard-headed.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
I mean, man's hard-headed, you know.
Amen.
I mean, of course, when we become Christian, we try to get our head softened up a little bit. You know, we try to walk with God, and we do. You know, but we make mistakes. But God understands. When we come and repent, God forgive us, doesn't it?
Amen.
We have to repent, and God forgive us. So as the rain comes down in the snow, it don't return thither, but it water the earth like God sent it to reap. Eat that book. It make it bring forth and bud. You know, when you see the flowers budding out and blooming because of the rain. Now, we don't get much snow here, very little, do we? That's the reason I stay here in Florida because.
Amen,
that's right, because in Kentucky, where I stayed, man, we went through some hard snows. That's where I grew up at. And you're in New York, right?
Bye.
Hard snows, boy. I had enough of that.
Yeah.
Amen. I came where the nice weather is. What does it say?
That it may give seed to the
soul. It gives seed to the soul, uh-huh.
Bread to the eater.
God let the rain come down so we can have something to eat, doesn't it? I mean, because if the farmer don't get rains and all, you're not going to get those nice, luscious strawberries.
Amen.
And I had some big ones this year.
Amen.
Amen. They big. Mighty big. Mighty big. You're not going to get those nice apples and oranges and bananas if God didn't send but you know what but to send doesn't it? You know now but pray for is Haiti. They hadn't had rain in 2 years, they were saying. That's what somebody said not long ago. So we've been praying. Pray for Haiti. They might have gotten some by now, but some people have been praying, but pray for Haiti. They need that rain. People starve, you know, and all. Pray that God would send the rains over there. Amen. Come down, I'll read it.
So shall my word.
So shall my word
be that goeth forth from my mouth.
My word that goeth forth from my mouth.
It shall not return to me void.
It's not going
to
return empty.
But it shall accomplish what I please.
It's going to accomplish what pleases me. That's what it's going to do. I spoke it and it's going to happen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
God is not a man that he should lie, is he?
Amen.
Neither the son of man that he should repent. But what God said, he'll do what he said he'll do.
Amen.
We can depend upon him.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
God.
Amen.
We can we can depend on God.
Amen.
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 God's word is God is faithful and true.
Right.
All right. Let's look at another scripture here. Hallelujah. Isn't God good?
Amen.
He's so good. All right. Psalms 119, verse 11. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 119, verse 11.
You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield.
Psalm 119, verse 11. Uh-huh.
Words have I hid in my heart.
Uh-huh.
That I might not sin against you.
I've hid your word to my heart that I might not sin against you. Now, this is talking more than memorizing scripture here now.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
It's talking, hallelujah.
Amen.
It's talking word that you have taken into your heart, into your spirit, that you're obeying.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
Well, once you receive the word into your heart, into your spirit, you'll obey that.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, thy word I've hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. And as long as you obey the word, you're not going to sin.
Amen.
Isn't that right? As long as you obey the word.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. 105, 19 verse 105. 119 verse 105. Hallelujah. The word of God is perfectly pure.
Yes.
Holy and righteous.
Amen.
Because the word is God.
Yes.
Amen. Isn't the word God?
Amen.
Isn't the word God?
Yes.
Hallelujah. What does it say?
Amen.
Your word.
Lamp unto my feet.
And a light unto my path.
Light unto my path. Amen. So as we walk with God, God illuminates the way, doesn't it?
Amen.
So we won't stumble.
Amen.
He illuminates the way. The Apostle Paul said,
amen,
that I may know him.
Yeah.
But didn't Paul know the Lord? Yes, he did know him. He wants to know the Lord in a more intimate way, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. Paul wanted to walk so close to God, I believe, that every time Jesus made a step, he wanted to step right in his track.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wanted a close walk with God. And that's what we need, saints.
Amen.
What's that song that says, just a closer walk with thee? And I'm working on that song on the violin. And I'm trying to get it where I can come here and play it. Amen. I know we got a music teacher here, so we got a teacher here that I've got to make sure I get the right notes. So I'm working on it in two positions. So hopefully, pretty soon, I'll be able to play that. I'll play a few more, but that's one I've really been working on. Praise God to help me. So what did it say? What does the word say? Thank you.
That I will keep your righteous judgment.
Hallelujah. That's people that really love God. Amen. We'll keep his righteous judgment. We'll obey his voice.
Amen.
The word of God said, but if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed.
Yes.
And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Amen.
And to be free in these days, I tell you, you're blessed.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
You're really blessed to be free in these days because it's so much. Hallelujah. Pray for those young ladies that they took, you know, over in what? Overseas there or something. Pray that God would.
Nigeria.
Hallelujah. Pray that God would keep them all safe and bring them back.
Yeah.
And the people that did that God would save them. They need to be saved, don't they?
Amen.
Amen. Need to be saved, need to be punished, need to be saved. Amen. Get them and do what needs to be done. But we want the girls to be saved.
Amen.
They need pray about this. We have a lot to pray about, don't we?
Amen.
Amen. But God is faithful.
Amen.
Amen. We like Pastor Venom say, we're living in a faulty body, in a fallen world, but we have a faithful God.
Amen.
Our God is so
Amen.
Faithful. And let me ask you a question. Who have a God like unto our God?
No one
do that.
Amen.
Amen. He's the only true God. A lot of false gods. He's the only true and living. That's right. He's alive, isn't he?
Sir.
He is alive and well. Does somebody be? I heard it. Somebody was singing that song. Well, I talked to God this morning. He's still alive. Amen. I talked to him this morning. He's still alive, isn't he?
Amen.
Amen. And he always will be alive because he's God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he's faithful. Amen. I think I got about one more scripture here. Hallelujah. God is so good to us.
Okay.
Amen. Yes, he is. Let's look at Jeremiah 23:29. Let's look at this verse. And then I got a little bit more after this. Not much more, but read Jeremiah 23:29. Then I got at least one more scripture. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 23:29. What did it say? God's word. My word is like as a fire. My. It's like as a fire, saith the Lord. And in the Malachi, hold on just a minute. Malachi talks about the word of God, you know. And Hebrews talks about the word. It said God is a consuming fire. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. So people that walk close to God, God bless them and open their understanding. Isn't that right? But if you don't walk with God, God not open your understanding. Isn't that? Now, he blessed people. He blessed his rain shine on the just and the unjust, doesn't it? But listen at this. Let me say this. Remember when Jesus was walking the earth and he spoke in parables?
Yeah.
They said, Lord, why are you speaking to them in parables? He said, because seeing they see not. And hearing they don't understand. But now see, a parable says is the earthly story with the heavenly meaning.
Amen.
All right. Now a parable, it to the people that receives it and obey it, God bless them and open their understanding. But listen at this now. So a parable reveals and it also conceals.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
It reveals the truth to those that's honest and want truth and want the Lord. It reveals. But to the ones that don't want it conceals it from them.
Amen.
Isn't that something?
Amen.
Isn't that the word?
Amen.
So, we, hallelujah. Thank God. We're living in the end time. What does that word say? My word is like what? A fire? Uh-huh. It's like a fire. God is a consuming fire. Read. And what else?
Like a hammer?
That breaketh the rock in pieces. Those stony hearts. My God. God's word will take you, won't it? That's folly ground. Break up the folly ground. That's folly ground. Yeah. Amen. That unplowed ground. Hallelujah. The word of God. Amen. You put that word on them. Amen. Person. Amen, sir.
I said, don't the
read it. Read it. Hallelujah. Read it. Look. Uh-huh. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
See, amen. God's against the liars, the false prophets. He's against them. And we got a lot of them today, haven't we?
Come on.
Got a lot. Oh, my. On TV, they're saying, gimme.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But what's so sad is so many of God's people are taken in by that.
Yeah.
Isn't that sad?
Sure.
I mean, none of God's people should be that deceived, should be that simple-minded. Hallelujah. But a lot of them are. So we need help, don't we?
Amen.
We really need help. All right. I'll probably end with this. Jesus, he came from Galilee unto Jordan, unto John to be baptized.
Mm-hmm.
And he got baptized of John in Jordan. The Bible says he came up straightway out of the water.
Yeah.
The Spirit of the Lord, Spirit of God descended upon him in the form of a dove.
Uh-huh.
And a voice spoke out of heaven, said, "This is my beloved Son, whom I am well pleased."
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. But right after that, the Bible said, and immediately he was driven by the Spirit into the wilderness.
Amen.
To be tempted of the devil.
Yes.
Wilderness, a desolate place.
Yes.
But Jesus went there. Amen. To be tempted of the devil.
Yes.
And when the tempter came, the devil, Satan, when he came to Jesus, Jesus was hungry, fasted 40 days, and he said, "If thou be the Son of God," trying to make him doubt who he was.
Yes.
He was hungry. "If you be the Son of God, command these stones that it be made bread." What did Jesus give him? The word of God, didn't it? It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God."
Yes.
Well, that didn't turn the devil off completely there. He took him up into a high mountain and showed him what? All the kingdom of the world and said, "Hallelujah. All this will I give you if you just bow down and worship me." What did Jesus tell him? It's written. He went to Deuteronomy. "And I would do Deuteronomy, do it this way." Not your way, but this way. God's way. And then he took him into the holy city and said, he told him, said, "Now, cast yourself down, jump off of here."
Uh-huh.
And he tried to quote some scripture that give his angels charge concerning thee to keep them, although he left some out. The devil will quote scripture to try to deceive people.
Amen.
But when you're walking with God, yes. When you have discernment, devil's not going to deceive you. Amen. Isn't that right? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So what Jesus gave him the word, didn't he? It is written. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. And the devil left him for a season. The devil got away from there. Hallelujah. Why? Because that word was too hot and heavy on that devil's head. Amen? Sir?
Just for a season.
That's right. Because you know, the devil, devil came back many ways, and many times did it through people, you know. But Jesus saw everyone. Every one of them, didn't it?
Amen.
You can't trick Jesus.
Amen.
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 He walked upon this earth to please the Father, and he did please the Father.
Amen.
He was the only one that kept the law.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. But he's faithful. Amen. In fact, if they had known who it was, they wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. Amen. Hallelujah. They wouldn't have crucified him. Why? Because he rose triumphantly.
Yes.
Didn't he?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Death, hell, and the grave. He's got the victory. Amen.
Amen.
So therefore, we the children of God are on this earth. God's good green earth. But this is not our home.
Amen.
Heaven is our home.
Amen.
We're on our way home. Isn't that right?
Hallelujah.
We're on our way home. Hallelujah.
Right.
But until he takes us out of here, let's live for him. Let's live for God. Let's be witnesses for him in love. Now, we have, you know, to be a witness to win souls. The Bible, he that wins souls is what? Wise. So you can't throw rocks in the pond. You see fish down there. You can't throw rocks in the pond and catch fish. You have got to win people in love. Jesus is the example, isn't he?
Amen.
Amen. May God bless you this morning. And may God smile upon you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank God. May God strengthen you and lift you up and keep you encouraged to do the will of the Father.
Amen.
Amen. Because, hallelujah, that's what he calls us to be Christians, to be sons and daughters of God without rebuke. But it's only by abiding in him and letting his word abide in us. Then we can ask what will and shall be done unto us. Amen. Amen.